Agenda item number 10, report and possible discussion on central office heating, ventilating, and air conditioning HVAC replacement by Terry Lopez, Technical Service Manager.
Thank you, Chairman. This is just a report to bring you up to speed where we are on the replacement of the HVAC system for this building. If you remember when we were doing the mold remediation a couple of years back, we were taking all, we had three steps. The first two steps were to take all the exterior and interior coatings off the walls and to replace them and to remediate all the mold. This is the last step in those in that particular project where we will take all the water piping out of the plenum area and take it outside and put a new dry air system in the building. As you can see here, there's leaky lines, there's fan coil pans that overflow that cause moisture. So going back to where we thought we were about 3 years ago, we were at in the process of replacing all the HVACs with a contractor. We had a contractor signed. We had already been out for bids. The bids came in. The contractor noted several errors and omissions in the process. As we looked closer, we felt like that we would expose the BRA to over the contract limit. So we, at that time, the staff decided that it would be best for the BRA to reject all construction bids. We eventually also terminated our contract with our engineer who designed this package, and we started over. We went through the process of putting together a bid package to select a new engineer. And in October of 2014, we advertised. We had five bidders come in. We took the top two and brought them in for in-house review and discussions. And out of that, we selected Hewitt Zoellers, who we felt like was the most competent and had the best credentials for doing the job we had. They, in turn, we negotiated a contract with them. We're in the process of signing that contract probably in the next week to 10 days. At that point, they will go back out and develop a set of construction specifications so we can go out for bids. We plan to do this by December. We hopefully begin construction in April of 2016, and it should take between 10 and 12 months to complete the project.
Let me say this. My reaction to this was the same as yours. Why the heck is it taking you so long? And the answer is, like the old thing says, you want it bad, you get it bad. And if you all recall, our track record with certain engineering companies has not been very good. And so we have been very conservative, and we've been very picky about what we'll accept and not accept. And so, if you want to blame somebody, blame me. But that's why we're doing this.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.